It's Tuesday, the 9th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the Consumer Price Index for March 2024, which shows that the annual inflation rate stood at 4.5% compared to 7.2% recorded in March of 2023. The major contributor to the annual inflation rate for March 2024 is food and non-alcoholic beverages. Here's NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo with more.
The zonal inflation rates for the month of March 2024 revealed that Zone 2, which includes commerce, recorded the highest annual inflation rate of 5.1%, followed by Zone 1, which includes Kavango East, Kavango West, Kunene, Oangwena, Omsati, Oshana, Oshkoto, Oshodonjupa, and Zambezi, which recorded an inflation rate of 4.5%, and Zone 3, which includes Karas, Erongo, Hardap, and Omaheke, annual inflation rate was observed at 3.5%.
A high-level business delegation from Brazil is in Namibia to explore investment and trade opportunities with a focus on collaboration in developing a green hydrogen industry. Brazilian Ambassador Vivian San Martin has shown interest in formalizing cooperation following informal talks with Namibian government representatives. Ministry spokesperson Elia Mukubonda.
As part of enhancing bilateral trade, trade-related and investment matters, the 10-member delegation from Brazil engaged Minister to explore investment and trade opportunities in Namibia. This strategic visit is expected to yield tangible results for mutual benefit on trade relations and meaningful partnerships to drive economic prosperity, as well as necessary decisions for implementation for both nations. Minister Pombo opined that Namibia has a stable political environment, robust legal framework, and strategically located to offer a conducive environment for investment.
Disaster risk management officials in the Western Cape are monitoring high-risk areas and assessing the need for humanitarian and engineering assistance. Spokesperson Charlotte Powell.
More than 100 incidents of uprooted damaged trees have been reported since Saturday. These incidents are being attended to by the Recreation and Parks and the Traffic Service. Relevant city departments are dealing with bursts, water pipes, electricity outages, and managing the remaining road closures.
Remaining with climate-related news, a top European court will rule on whether government inaction against climate change can amount to a violation of human rights.
The verdict will be legally binding and will apply to nearly all European countries. The Rights Court will pronounce its verdict in three cases where a total of more than 2,000 people have alleged government inaction. Two of the cases have been brought against Switzerland and France, while the third alleges that 32 European countries have done little to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Activists say a verdict in favor of the petitioners will open governments up to lawsuits by citizens impacted by climate change. It could be the biggest win for climate campaigners since 2015, when world leaders agreed to cap the rise in average global temperature well below 2 degrees. Ashant Garg, Brussels.
And U.S. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump has made it once again clear that he is, more than anyone in America, the person responsible for ending Roe versus Wade.
All across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms, are being forced to travel hundreds of miles or ask a judge just to get the basic care they need. That's Donald Trump's vision for this country. He said it himself. He punished women who seek out the care they need. If MAGA Republicans put a federal ban on his desk, he'd sign it.
In 2022, the Supreme Court overturned the long-standing decision that a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy was protected by the Constitution. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.